I think kind of people can hyper-focus on like how different people's backgrounds are, but you also have to realize that at such a great diverse school, you can also meet a lot of great people who, you know, you can become communal with and people that you really relate to. And so for me, Cornell has been an amazing experience because it has been this like beautiful like dichotomy between like interacting with people's views who like I greatly disagree with, but I'm able to learn from, and at the same time create like, you know, great intimacy and bonds with people who share the same faith as me and who are very strong Christians too as well.
You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast with Carol Joy Side. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. This week is the last episode of our interview series of kids who graduated from high school after being homeschooled with Carol's method. If you've been listening to the podcast for long, you'll be familiar with the Arroyo family. Carol has interviewed both parents and two of their four children. And today, we get to hear from the Arroyo's third son, Joaquin. Joaquin shares his own experience being homeschooled from sixth grade through high school. After graduation, he ended up going to Cornell University. And if you have high school kids or are one yourself, I think you'll be encouraged to hear how Joaquin is not just maintaining his Christian faith, but truly growing in his faith while being in an environment that many of us would consider only antagonistic to the faith. Listen in.
Well, this afternoon, I have the great privilege of interviewing Joaquin Arroyo. I have already interviewed his brother Vidal, his brother Luciano, and his father and mother. So it's a great joy finally to interview you, Joaquin. You've been like the last rose of summer on this journey, but I saved the best for last. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Very, very glad to be here.
So Joaquin, tell us a little bit about your family and your childhood, and how long were you homeschooled?
Absolutely, yeah. So I am the third out of four children that my parents have. Two older brothers, we're all 3 years apart, and then a younger sister who I'm about 5 years apart. Growing up, so I've grown up in Southern Orange County in California. I went to public school through fifth grade, and I was a relatively good student. Through my fourth and fifth grade teacher, I actually got very much introduced to reading a lot, and she very much encouraged me to seek out reading and kind of emphasizing the importance of it and how helpful it is in pursuing really any ambitions or pursuits of mine. And also during that time, yes, of a couple years earlier is when I started wrestling with my older brothers, which was a big part of our family and a big part of my high school kind of career and just path through homeschooling. And so because of that, we wanted to wrestle for Calvary Chapel High School, I had a very great wrestling program, but it was a private school and it wasn't really something a tuition we could afford, or in kind of like logistically speaking, it was a far drive and stuff like that. We kind of figured like, well, we want to wrestle for the school, but it's hard to do these things. It's going to be a big sacrifice, until we learned that, oh, you know, through homeschooling, we could, you know, still wrestle for this high school, but, you know, homeschool at the same time. And so we were thinking about that and we're like, okay, that's cool and all, but like, you know, how does that look logistically? You know, are we just going to be on a computer sitting, you know, at home all the time, you know, kind of hold up and just, you know, I don't know, doing nothing basically. Until we kind of discovered about your program and how unique it was in pursuing classical literature and how much reading is integral in education. And that always rung true for me, especially just even, you know, early on, even just through elementary school, you know, I had a very gracious teacher and her telling me about the importance of reading and kind of me seeing that parallel through this homeschool program. I'm like, oh, this seems very interesting and a cool way to explore reading further. So that's kind of how I got started into homeschooling. So I started from sixth grade all the way through high school. So.
And what were some books that had a big influence on your life?
I think so. Initially for me, it was C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia. Were probably like the first big like books that I enjoyed reading as a child. And through reading The Chronicles of Narnia, did I transition to reading his more, I don't know if adult books would be a better phrase, although really anyone can read them. You know, things like Mere Christianity, Screwtape Letters, Miracles, books like that. The Great Divorce, one of my personal favorites. That's kind of, I got really introduced to
Lucille. It's my favorite. Yes.
I know. It's so good. It's honestly, I feel like it's like very underrated because people talk about like Mere Christianity a lot and Screwtape Letters, which is, I love Screwtape Letters. Don't get me wrong, but it's not my favorite, to be honest. But like Great Divorce, I love. Like if anyone's looking for a good read, very good. It's pretty short too. Anyways. and I think she also like introduced me like to the idea of like not just reading books alone individually, but reading authors. And C.S. Lewis was kind of the first author that I read and the first author that encouraged me to read other good authors. I would say, but the Chronicles of Narnia kind of got me introduced to all of those avenues of reading authors and much of other C.S. Lewis's works. So.
Yeah, one good book kind of leads to another, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yep.
And what were some other authors that Lewis kind of linked you to?
Well, I know close to that was J.R.R. Tolkien, who was like, you know, if you don't know, Lewis's great American, you know, friend and counterpart, who wrote The Lord of the Rings also. And personally, Lord of the Rings, I love Lord of the Rings, but I didn't love it as much as The Chronicles of Narnia. But I think also Lewis kind of introduced me to, like, I mean, initially I love all English and British literature, and Lewis kind of, I mean, although, you know, Lewis is a very unique British literature writer or British writer, but he kind of really got me into loving British literature. But J.R.R. Tolkien is kind of interesting because he got me introduced to, you know, that, like, you know, the idea that like American writing can be good too, which it kind of sounds funny, but like, you know, like he really got me into like Mark Twain. I love Mark Twain very much and other great American writers. So I would say mainly, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien and other great American writers kind of stemmed from my love for C.S. Lewis as a kid. So.
Yeah. Now Tolkien, of course, was a British writer, but he linked you to other American writers, you're saying?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So Tolkien and Lewis, of course, were professors at Oxford together. Right. And he certainly influenced Lewis in a big way. Yeah. So when it came time to go to college, Joaquin, tell me about how that journey kind of went on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think... part of a big part in homeschooling was like, you know, initially when we were thinking about homeschooling, the big thing was like, okay, we're wrestling. We want to pursue, you know, college and we want to pursue some sort of wrestling scholarship, but how does homeschooling fit into that? Like, is that even possible? Like, how does that even work? And I guess the interesting thing about homeschooling, or at least in California, is that with the state, it doesn't really work very well, but with universities don't really care too much about how connected you are with the state, which is good for colleges because basically that means that essentially, as long as you are participating well in like extracurriculars and you have, you know, good standardized test scores, you know, for the colleges want to see and good colleges want to see, you know, as a homeschool student, you have a lot of liberty in pursuing those extracurriculars that make you stand out as a college applicant. And so I think because of that, I was able to invest a lot more in my wrestling, invest a lot more in my studies, because in doing so, I was able to even do a little bit of like research at Chapman University, a college that my brother was associated with. And essentially, it just allowed me to not only pursue the, you know, common courses that colleges require, but also pursue extracurriculars that make you stand out for colleges, which is exactly what they want to see. And I think doing that also through homeschooling emphasizes like the individuality and reins that you take on your education, which colleges, you know, very much admire, because a lot of college essentially is very much you working on your own schedule and coordinating a lot of things on your own. And so homeschooling allowed a good way for me to gain that tool. So if anything, it really helped a lot in college pursuits. So.
Yes, it really prepared you well. And obviously, so tell us the schools that you got into and why you chose the school that you went to.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's funny, all of the schools I got into after I applied were all in California. They were, I got into Chapman University, the school that my oldest brother got into, Harvey Mudd, which is like a very STEM tech school in California, and also got into Caltech as well. but I was also waitlisted by a couple of Ivy League schools. And so I decided to submit requests to those different Ivy Leagues. And I was very fortunate to get into Cornell University, which is where I am now. So.
Awesome. And tell me how that experience has been. What course of study are you pursuing? What year are you in? And tell me how your experience has been so far.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm a sophomore economics major at Cornell. Initially, I started as a physics major, which is kind of a funny transition. Basically, I came in, I was like, okay, I love physics. You know, I'm going to learn more about physics. I just want to do physics for the rest of my life. And then, you know, I kind of realized that, you know, loving physics and actually like doing it are kind of two different things, and kind of realized like, okay, I love physics, but like, I don't need to be a physicist. So that's when I was thinking of like, you know, transitioning into something more along the social sciences. And now that's kind of how I transitioned to economics, because economics, although people kind of think about it as like, oh, you're just dealing with money and markets and whatnot, but it's really at the core, like the science of decision-making, which I think is very interesting and can be carried out practically in many different ways, and also just pursued intellectually for its own, you know, pursuits and whatnot. So I'm an economics major, and I have pursuits of pursuing law school afterwards. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. So it's very exciting. The classes here at Cornell are super fun. It's very awesome, because with a lot of classes at Cornell, and I think, you know, a lot of like, you know, high level universities, is that you meet like a very, very great multitude of people. And I think kind of people can hyper-focus on like how different people's backgrounds are. But you also have to realize that at such a great diverse school, you can also meet a lot of great people who, you know, you can become communal with, and people that you really relate to. And so for me, Cornell has been an amazing experience, because it has been this like beautiful like dichotomy between like interacting with people's views who like I greatly disagree with, but I'm able to learn from, and at the same time create like, you know, great intimacy and bonds with people who share the same faith as me and who are very strong Christians too as well. Because, you know, Cornell University, it being in, you know, a typical liberal, you know, university in the US, it has very, very strong Christian clubs and backgrounds that people may not see. But I think because of how stark the difference is between, you know, the faculties, like general liberalism, it creates even more greatly like the strong roots in the Christian community here. So,
wow, that's beautiful. I'm taking a break from the show to share some exciting news with you. My son, JJ Side, and I will be teaching our basic seminar, A Literature-Based Approach to Education, two times this fall. We will be in person in Dallas, Texas, on September 23rd, and we will host a virtual webinar on October 14th. In these seminars, we will teach you everything you need to know to keep homeschooling simple. Recently, someone told us, quote, "Your seminars have been a breath of fresh air. They are realistic for the 21st century mom to implement. I'm no longer carrying a burden that is impossible to bear. I am focusing on where each of my children are at and creating a thriving family rhythm and culture," unquote. JJ and I will teach you how to simplify homeschooling, focus on what matters most, and give your children a custom fit education. Attendees will receive 11 pages of book lists, which are the key to implementing our method. And throughout the day, you can submit questions for the panel discussion at the end of the day. You don't want to miss it. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and register today. Now back to the show. What campus clubs have you been involved in so far?
Absolutely, yeah. So
Christian.
Within the Christian clubs, yeah. So it's funny. So there's actually many, many Christian clubs, but the cool thing is that they all kind of collaborate and coordinate with each other at the same time. So right now, so I'm mainly involved with Christian Union, which is kind of like a club and organization that meets for weekly Bible studies and like weekly like worship nights and dinners and stuff like that. And Christian Union is a club that is mainly involved in a lot of the Ivy League universities and other top universities across the country. I'm also involved with this organization called Chesterton House. Basically, it's like a Christian living community on campus, but they also host a lot of speakers and teachers to come there to share like differing opinions and views on like, you know, politics and economics and family and faith and whatnot, and theology as well. But it's super cool and it's very unique because, and it's really interesting too, because not only, you know, you don't only have undergraduates there too, but also like grad students and law students as well. So it's super cool. So it's not just like, we're this living community, but it's like, we're this living community who creates many events for the public and whatnot too. Like one of the events that I think is really cool is every week they have a public reading of scripture at one of the chapels on campus. And basically just for an hour, like, you know, they're just preaching the, or not preaching the word of God, but just literally just reading straight out of the Bible on campus. So, you know, things like that kind of make Cornell an amazing community. And, you know, I think that's seen throughout all of the top colleges where it doesn't innately seem like they would have strong Christian communities. So,
so do you feel that you've been well prepared both spiritually and academically to be at an Ivy League school? How has that been for you? That's quite a transition from, you know, going to school at home to being in with the big boys. How has that transition been for you?
Right, absolutely. So I think first, spiritually, if anything, my faith has been strengthened even more in coming to this community. I mean, when I first came on campus last semester, you know, I think the big, not, you know, pursuit for not even just me, but for all college students, like finding like, okay, who am I going to hang out with? Who are my friends and whatnot? And I think the biggest thing first is that there is definitely like so many resources to not just like, you know, sustain your faith or like keep it, but like to strengthen it even further than you can even imagine. But it has to require commitment and like a seeking out for you to do. So I think like, you know, because like early on I chose like, okay, let me connect with this Christian group and talk to this person and, you know, going to like weekly events and stuff like that, that Christian clubs host, that has very much brought me into that Christian community and some of the best friends I have here very quickly and early on, which is very important because oftentimes, you know, on college, the first kind of people you hang out with are kind of the people you hang out with for, you know, all throughout college most of the time.
That's so true. That's so true. So you were intentional finding community.
Exactly. Of course. I mean, like if I, you know, if you don't do anything about it, you kind of just twiddle your hands like, oh, maybe I should go to this thing. It's really not going to happen. And once, you know, the stress and busyness of school comes on, it's not even a thought you have in your head very much. So that's why, like, when you have the time early on, like coming onto campus to like, oh, you know, see who you're going to hang out with and what you're going to get involved with, getting connected to those clubs is very important for your spiritual health. So that's the first thing I would say. And I would say homeschooling has, you know, again, very much prepared me for that because it requires independence and, you know, individuality to pursue that first. Homeschooling has, you know, kind of reined that within me. So that's why I think that, you know, homeschooling just in and of itself, just like pursuing your ambitions independently has very much helped me with that. And I'll say academically, homeschooling very much because, you know, especially as like a social science major or, you know, someone, you know, the importance of reading is extremely, extremely important and very integral to your classes. And I think just spending a lot of time reading and, you know, both like having like leisurely reading, but also like focus in like, you know, not intense reading, but like more academic reading as a homeschooler very much helps in with college. So I would say if anything, it has helped me very, very much. So.
So if you were recommending, first of all, I didn't ask this question. Did you pursue any sport at Cornell? Any sports?
Sure, yeah. So initially, so because obviously I wrestled in high school, I was like, let me seek out the wrestling program for a time. I did. And for me, it just wasn't a good personal fit because I mean, at the time, I was actually involved in Air Force ROTC. And so because I was like, I kind of feel like I had to like pick and choose between, you know, doing wrestling and ROTC. ROTC obviously made the most sense at the time. But, you know, there are, you know, of course, there are many avenues to explore athletics and whatnot. Now I'm not pursuing Air Force ROTC anymore because of, you know, because I want to pursue economics in law school. It makes much more sense to not do it within the the means of the Air Force. But, you know, even so, like, the time I spent in ROTC has been, like, absolutely amazing, and spending time with my cadre and cadets and whatnot has been, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. So it's not anything against them at all. It's just a personal choice I made.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and now I'm more focusing on my academics and, you know, things like that. So
if you were going to speak to maybe a high school student, which you are probably right now, what advice would you give them as they're entering the doors of a kind of a tough crowd school? The Ivy League schools are not known for a lot of their Christian mooring, sadly, anymore. What advice would you give to a student in that position?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think, so first, spiritually, most importantly, and I think also academically, this can be applied to, is that, like, there is, like, way more help and support than you can even imagine. You just need to ask and seek it first, or, you know, and I think that's extremely important to seek out, and, you know, seeking out Christian clubs and communities, and, you know, even just asking, you know, your TAs and your professors for help and studying advice. There is so much help, and even though it doesn't seem like it initially, and it kind of seems like everyone's kind of competing with each other, there is so much help to be sought after. You just need to ask and seek and pursue that, as it says, you know, as Jesus says many, many times. And I think taking that advice and applying that in all avenues will help you very, very much, and make it seem like the daunting stress of, like, or, you know, the daunting stress of academic pressure and, you know, social pressure and whatever. It'll make it seem less daunting, you know, realizing that there are people there to help you and people who want to connect with you, and especially in, you know, the Christian clubs. And I think, as you say, like, sure, like, you know, Ivy League schools are definitely publicly not known as much for, you know, the Christian faith. The roots are still there, and they are strong, even though it does not seem like that. And again, I think just realizing that there's way more help and support than you can imagine, and seeking that and asking for that advice and help is very, very important. So
that's great. That is so good. So you would say that homeschool, it sounds like, has prepared you well for being at Cornell. There's been no detrimental effects of being a homeschooler.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say the only thing, like, I kind of wish I did more is, obviously, so I was involved in wrestling very much, but I think also as a homeschool student, you know, you have a lot of independent time reading and pursuing your pursuits, but also take heed to make sure to pursue, like, other collaborative projects and activities, both, like, you know, leisurely and kind of, like, extracurricularly, and also academically too, to seek out those, like, collaborative projects. Because in college, you know, of course, many of your work is independent and kind of on your own, but collaboration is very important too. So I think as a homeschool student, you'll have a lot of freedom and independence, but do not take it for granted. Make sure you use that independence to seek out, you know, things, just, you know, interests you may have, in whether it be in athletics or in spiritual groups or in sort of any academic interest you might have. Seeking out ways to connect with people as a student is very important.
Well, your family has just been such an inspiration to me and to so many people. Your oldest brother was a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford, and now he's doing his PhD, I believe, at Stanford. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Is that Rafidal? Yep. Yeah. So he turned down Harvard and went to Stanford in his acceptance.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then Luciano just graduated from Stanford in his undergraduate. And and Paloma, we don't even know what she's going to do. She's going to set the world on fire. She's amazing.
She's going to be the best one.
And then I think so too. And then you're at Cornell. And what's fun, you know, for our listeners is that your parents are both from families from where? Give a little background on that, please, Joaquin.
Absolutely, of course. So my dad, he was born in Madrid, Spain. He came originally from, like, a non-Christian family and home, very, you know, sadly, very broken family, which he's talked about a lot on this podcast. But then eventually became a Christian. And, you know, he later on met my mom, who my mom was actually born in Mexico to two missionaries in Mexico and South America at the time. So both immigrants, and not you know, they didn't go to college or anything of that sort. They just completed their high school diploma. So
So, I mean, your family is just such a success story. But the biggest success is that all of you children love the Lord and are mm-hmm. so bonded with your parents. Do you mm-hmm. still feel that bond, even though now you're away at college?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it has, being at college has taught me to, it's changed the relationship in my parents, and like it's become more intentional. Like, it's not like, you know, like, of course, you know, being at home, I'm always around with my parents and talking with a lot, but now being at college and university away has taught me to be more intentional in how I, you know, and has really deepened the trust and connection I've had with my parents and my family.
Yeah. Yeah, your dad told me that when Vidal was at Oxford, he talked to him pretty much every single day on the phone. And Lucci said to me, oh, my parents are my best friends. And just the bond that you have with your parents and your love for the Lord. And you still, I know when you guys go home, you go back to your church, Dave Rolf's church there. Mm-hmm. And it just blesses my heart because so many kids go off to college and their faith is just left in the, I can't explain it. It's just lost. But I've not seen that happen with any of you boys since you've gone away to schools and schools that aren't really very nurturing of your faith. And all of you have really stood strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, part of going away to college is like recognizing that, like, you know, again, it doesn't seem like there are many strong Christian roots and whatnot, but like if you seek after and you take the initiative to seek after those Christian clubs and to find good Christian community, it is there, it definitely, without a doubt.
Yes.
And I think it also, you know, in those in communities where you know, at Cornell or, you know, a lot of the Ivy Leagues and most public universities are not Christian at all. And oftentimes they, you know, push narratives, which is very, very contrary to most Christian beliefs. And, but it's in those communities, I argue, where you find many of the strongest or at least stronger Christian communities, because in order for you to, you know, have a faith, you need to really have a faith about it and not just, you know, not just let your beliefs be kind of what everyone believes, but something you believe in contrast and, you know, despite what everyone else, what else believes. And, you know, doing that lovingly, of course, too, and recognizing that, you know, in college and the people you communicate in the classes you have, you know, there are going to be many people who disagree with you and have differing views, but that's honestly one where you can learn the most about yourself and about others and about loving others. And two, you know, a way for you to be a light to others in the communities you're around. So.
Yeah. So when I think of you and your brothers, I think of a piece of black velvet and then that you put a diamond on it to show the light and the sparkle of the diamond. And I feel like you are shining best in your environments because you've been very intentional about, you know, maybe going into a kind of a antagonistic environment. And I know that you're making a big impression on everybody you meet. And I'm so excited to know you guys and to see the fruit of what your parents have invested and poured into you and your Christian community growing up. And you've been able to stand when others very often fall. So Joaquin, would you mind praying for kids that are listening to this and their parents as they're making these tough decisions that the kids will be able to stand like you and your brothers have done? Would you mind praying?
Absolutely, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this lovely day you've given us and this time to talk with Carol and just to be here, God. I thank you for the life you've given us and the choices you've given us, even now in, you know, this country environment we are in, to pursue our own education and to take the reins on what we want to study and what we want to pursue and to seek and pursue after you, God. And in all things, God, let us put you first, God, not as a means so that, you know, we may just simply better ourselves, but because it is good to seek after you first, God, and because you are good and that, Lord, you love us so much and you want to bless us and care for us more than we could even imagine, God. And so I pray that, Lord God, for those listening who are either thinking about going into college or, you know, thinking about what colleges to go into and how their faith will last and whatnot, God, I pray that they would truly take the reins on their relationship with you, God, and recognize that, Lord Jesus, nothing can separate us from your love. And Lord Jesus, it is you who, Lord Jesus, loves us so much and cares for us, God, and that nothing could take us away from that, God. And in whatever environment we may be, although it may seem like no one else is on the same page with us, you know, or, you know, it seems hard to find community and those who we can relate to and love to, who love you as well, God, let us, Lord, hope in you and that all things will work together for good, God. And so we thank you for today, God, you know, bless our time together and bless those who are listening all around us, God. And so we pray for all these things. We love you and we praise you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joaquin. I have so enjoyed getting to know you more today, and I look forward to spending time in the future. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. God bless. Very lovely to be here.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast with Carol Joy Side. If you want to hear more from the Arroyo family, look in the show notes for links to the other four episodes that we've done with their family. And if you want to learn more about homeschooling for high school, check out our seminar, Begin with the End in Mind. This teaching will help you expand your vision for homeschooling and be helpful no matter what stage you're in with your kids. Check out the show notes for links. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. I'm Rachel Winchester. Be sure to join us next time as we help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Blessings!